Even from jail, Lula da Silva is crushing his rivals in the Brazilian presidential race. It would be hard to overstate the prominence of former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in Brazil. The founder of the left-wing Workers' Party, this former union leader who goes by Lula, has dominated Brazilian politics for the last 30 years. Lula was a top contender in the 1989, 1994 and 1998 elections. He won the presidency in 2002 and was re-elected by a landslide in 2006. Leaving office with an 80% approval rating, he helped get his protege Dilma Rousseff elected to succeed him in both 2010 and 2014. Now Lula is a clear favorite for Brazil's October 2018 presidential election. There's just one problem, he's in jail. On July 21, a Brazilian appeals court sentenced the former president to 12 years in prison for corruption, a polarizing and controversial verdict Lula supporters see as a politically motivated attempt to derail his campaign. In theory, Lula can still run. The Superior Electoral Court has not yet vetoed his candidacy. As Brazilian political scientists, however, we believe Lula's chances of actually competing in October are slim. With 12 candidates and no frontrunner, this is Brazil's most unpredictable election since it transitioned from dictatorship to democracy in the 1980s. What happens next? Brazil has a high number of political parties, 35 at last count. The two-round election counterbalances the centrifugal forces of the country's multi-party system, allowing parties to regroup around the two leading candidates for the runoff. In the last six presidential elections, the two biggest parties, Lula's Workers' Party and the Conservative Social Democratic Party of Brazil, have ultimately faced off. With October's election approaching quickly, the Workers' Party faces a serious dilemma. Party leaders could continue to back Lula's candidacy as long as the electoral court allows it. If he is ultimately disqualified, they could then ask his base to shift their support to a replacement candidate. Polls show that 2 out of 3 Lula supporters would vote for whoever he endorses. But if Lula is disqualified late in the campaign, Workers' Party voters would have little time to get to know whomever is tapped to replace him. Alternatively, the party could decide that Lula's candidacy is a lost cause and ask the former president to endorse another candidate now. We believe that is improbable, though, since Workers' Party leaders would be leery of showing their base a sign of weakness. The strongest candidate with any chance of appealing to Lula voters is Ciro Gomes, of the centrist Democratic Labor Party. But Gomes, a maverick, seems determined to distance himself from the Workers' Party. This is a Brazil's unpredictable race.